Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The DH, Alejandro Sanchez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Doug Loman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitero moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Pitero scores. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitero for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Evans. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0 for 1 in the game. Loman is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Sanchez reaches third base with a triple. Lemon scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bob Gibson now pitching. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Chris Pitero. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanchez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-2 in the game. Loman strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Loman who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Trammell scores. One out. It's 7-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Castillo pinch runs for Lance Parrish. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Castillo now catching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Loman. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sanchez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder pinch hits for Ed Romero. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Householder moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Householder scores. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Mark Brouhard pinch hits for Doug Loman. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gibson. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Ogilvie moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 3 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvie tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Tigers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing shortstop. Paul Householder now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Householder. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two triples and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson is walked intentionally. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive towards third. Molitor catches it and throws to second to double up Whitaker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Scherer now pitching. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Householder is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Scherer covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 7, Brewers, 7. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to third. Giles moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.